ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth Livecast. My name is Jim Case, and I am your host this afternoon, and I'm here with my friend and co-host, Deb Rock Evans. Hi, Deb.
Good morning from New Zealand.
From New Zealand. Fantastic. And look, she looks fresh and ready to go.
Oh, don't say that. I am so not fresh. You can't see right now, but I have my PJ bottoms on.
That's all right. That's all right. What happens below, the, great thing below about... the picture?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all your business.
All your totally.
Business. I'm very excited to be here today. We're going to talk a little bit more about the pyramid of wellness, and we're going to do a little review, and then we're going to dive into a very sensitive, I think, topic. I'll say from the get-go, Deb and I were talking just a bit beforehand that I have all afternoon been having some kind of weird intensity and anxiety going on that I don't quite grasp because there is no obvious reason for it. So I'm just going to say that it's there just because usually it's an indication that there's energy brewing and I'm just not conscious of what that energy is yet. So it may apply to this, it may not, but my sense is that it probably will, since this is the thing that my focus has been on most of the day. So so we'll see how that goes. But yeah. To welcome you all to the show, if you haven't been with us before, pretty straightforward concept that we have here. The Adventures in Truth are exactly that. Every week we take we go on an adventure diving into the concepts, beliefs, strategies, ideas, thoughts, whatever it may be that we consider to be normal in our experience, or things that are accepted as just this is the way it is. And we dive into those things in a very meaningful way, in a way to help reframe, because ultimately what we want to do here as a part of introducing you to truth and to your truth is to shift from a fear-based experience to an opportunity-based experience. And what that means is basically, I mean, to kind of boil it down, so much of our experience and so much of what we are trained into is a fear-based experience. And so as we become conscious and as we become more engaged in finding the joy in our own experience and finding that is those steps in growth, we realize that that is a very counterproductive consciousness. And so what we want to do is shift to seeing fear as an object, as an object in the field of our awareness, like everything else, and shifting to opportunity, being in the space of all things instead of a limited world or a limited view of few things. So today that's going to be about connecting, and this is going to be an interesting conversation. But before we go there, we want to start off with a little bit of bringing ourselves present. Whenever we do these conversations and these dialogues, I find it's really important to just get here now so that you can engage with where we're going and be present with it and take it with you and hopefully integrate it so it can become part of the platform of your transformation. So thank you all for being here. And let's take a second here and take a big
love it.
Let's take a big deep breath. Just in through the nose and out through the mouth. And just bring all of your awareness to your body. Right now, right here. And with each breath in through the nose and out through the mouth, just become aware. How does your body feel? What are you experiencing in your body right now? As you're experiencing it, if you feel tension, breathe to the tension, breathe into that tension, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you release that energy, as you release that air, feel that part of your body release and relax. Breath is the foundation of our experience. Breath is the representation, not even the representation. It is the energy of life. It is prana. It is chi. It is the thing that animates us. It is the thing that feeds us. So as we learn to interact with our breath, as we learn to manage our breath, we lay the foundation for powerful change in our lives. And so what we're going to do is a quick kind of clearing. You're going to be breathing in through the nose to a count of four. And then at the top, after you've filled completely, I want you to relax your body for a second at the top, full of air. And then you're going to release all that air out through the mouth and driving the air out to a count of six. And the reason we're going to do that is that we're going to push all of that old stale energy and air that's sitting down in the bottom of the lungs. We're just going to push it out and replenish with new, fresh energy. And we're going to go through that cycle four times, and then you're going to do a couple on your own, and then we'll be ready to go. So walk with me here. Eyes are closed. You're completely absorbed into the experience of you in your body at this moment. As you inhale, two, three, four, holding that, feel that expansion and release. Two, three, four, keep going. Five, six, feel that emptiness, rest in it. And now inhale, big air, inhaling through the nose. Three, four, holding, relaxing and release. Two, three, four, five, six at the bottom, feeling that emptiness, relax into it. And then take a big breath in. Two, three, four, holding at the top, relaxing. And then releasing. Two, three, four, five, six, as you rest at the bottom, you're going to continue on your own for a couple rounds of breathing. Let that breath fill you. Observe how the breath moves inside of you while you're deeply in your own experience. Feel the cleansing that's happening as you reach the top. And then as you release out that breath, feel the release of all that energy. Feel that the body responding to that release. As you reach the bottom and you relax, learn to feel that experience of relaxation in the emptiness. And then fill it up again, new energy, new air. Feel the chest expand, feel the body open, feel the welcome of that energy as you reach the top. And then rest in that, feel full and relaxed. And again, releasing. Just let that energy and air flow. Continuing to release. Feeling that powerful purge as you reach the bottom. One more time, relaxing into that emptiness. And then grabbing all that energy and filling. Here we go. Two, three, and we're at the top, fully engaged. And now completely relax as you let the breath go and relax into that, back into that space inside of self. And take this statement, and I want you to play with it in your own consciousness. Feed it, give it energy, feel it. I am love. Play with that a little. I am love. I am love. I am love. Play with it, emote with it. Just let that, feel how that feels in your body. And then just rest in this energy for just a moment. And when you're ready, bring yourself back to the space. And let's get ready to go on an adventure.
Phew, it's feeling great.
Yeah, that felt really good. Whoops, sorry. Reaching out to whoever may be there. So good. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about connection. And you probably observed in this process of the meditation, it was all about connection, connecting the breath, connecting the body to the breath, connecting your experience to the body and the breath, all of that relating to connection and the subtlety of that connection and the power of that connection when you focus there. So Deb and I have been over, I think this is our sixth time. Actually, yeah, this may be This may be our fifth time together.
Yeah.
Because I think we did one of the segments either before or right after. But anyway, so we have been building this and talking about it and evolving it. And this is the next stage of that experience. And let me pull up here the diagram a little so we can see what we're talking about. So this pyramid of transformation was structured on the, it started as a structure on the concept of, the idea of what do we do the most? What activities do we participate in our lives the most? And we also say, well, we breathe. That's the thing we do often. And so laying this foundation for wellness is about, okay, if breath is the thing we do the most of, and breath is all the things we were talking about with being energy and prana and all of that, that when we learn to manage it, we create this foundation in our experience because we now begin to take ownership and responsibility for the energy that we the energy that we come into the world with and the energy we come at the world with. And so when we have our breath under control, when I say under control, meaning managing it, that we have learned how to use breath to shift state, to bring us to a higher vibration, so that then the mind being the next place, we spend our time in our head thinking and trying to understand the world. And what happens here is we go to a different place. When we learn to manage the breath, then we see the mind for what it is. We experience mind as, again, something in the field of our awareness that we observe, that we decide what to participate in instead of the reactive space. So once the breath is in place, the breath is, you know, we're doing our daily practice, we're using breath and understanding and feeling it in our worlds, our mind becomes calmer because we are managing our energetic experience. And in managing that, we now have the mind being able to kind of fold into the soul experience. So it becomes a contributor to the larger connected aligned experience. And then that leads to what the next level we're calling integrating or rejuvenating, which the activity is actually sleep or rest. And that activity, again, when your breath is managed and you're feeling all this new energy and aliveness, your mind is quieter. You're not being driven by fear. So that when you go to those times of rest, they actually are periods of integration and rest. It is a time that you just stop the interaction in the physical world and allow the experiences to integrate into your nervous system, integrate into your energy, and begin to understand how they are contributing or not contributing to your own wellness and growth and evolution. And from there, once we have integrated and we've rejuvenated, we're now going into creation. We now have a full foundation of energy ready to focus on how am I creating my life? What am I creating in my life? And not even so much how, actually, as much as what, becoming a part of understanding our desires and being able to recognize that, yes, what I believe, what I feel, the things I focus on become the objects in my world, become things that become manifest in my world. So, I went on for a bit there, Deb. I'll let you now jump in and fill in wherever you would like to of where we are so far. If you'd like.
Yeah, right. No, I'm just flowing with you, Jim. I'm loving what you're saying so far. I don't feel like I have anything extra to add there.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. So, yeah, just so I'm going to switch the screen here a minute, because the screen you're looking at is the model of what it looks like on the road to transformation. Meaning, it doesn't mean that if you're not doing this, you're not transforming. It's just simply, as a wellness model, it's taking the things that we do and expressing them in a little different fashion that allows us to move up this ladder. Once we begin creating our life, then we begin connecting in our lives. And that may be a little confusing, but we're going to get back to that in just a second. So I want to show you the other side of the equation. And the other side of the equation is when we are not being conscious, when we are not standing in responsibility for this being that is happening on the planet. And so what happens there is the foundation becomes unconscious breath. So you're breathing like you always do. You don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. It's probably very shallow unless you're exerting. And so there's no thought about what's going on there. It's just, it's at effect. You're continually at effect. And so in the mind, what happens there is that everything is driven from the purely physical perspective. So it's all about how, and it's all about willpower. It's going to be, I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to force it to happen. It's going to happen because I said it. And it's a lot of resistance and a lot of there's not enough to go around. And I have to fight you because my piece is somewhere entangled with you. And my slice of the pie is going to depend on how much slice of the pie you take. That's all sort of lower level mind stuff. And so if that's what's happening, so you're not really managing your breath, you're in this house cycle, you're forcing your life, there's all kinds of resistance going on. You go to sleep to avoid it and or to get away from it. And you try to get some rest, but you haven't resolved anything. So you never really get good rest and you get up the next day and now you got to go to work. So it isn't about this is the stuff that I do that fills my life. I have to go to work. I have to go pay my bills. I have to go. And again, these things are things we have to do. Well, they're things that we do in the world because that's what the prescription is. But none of it is necessarily joy-filled. And that work becomes about when is it Friday and when is my weekend and when do I get to go on vacation and what do I get to do to avoid or get out of doing the work that I don't really like doing to begin with because I'm not resting, I'm not rejuvenating, I'm forcing my life and I'm not breathing. And so what do we do from there? We consume. We consume, we eat, we drink, we smoke, we do whatever it is, we have sex, whatever the case may be. And everybody has their own version. And that becomes a self-fulfilling cycle. And you can see there that there is a gap between connection and the lower levels of the pyramid. And that's where we're going to begin our conversation today.
Whoops. Is that the little uneasy gap? Yeah, is that the uneasiness in that gap?
That is the uneasy gap.
Yeah.
So anything in did I miss anything? Anything there that you remember differently or have thoughts about?
No, but I really what has really resonated with me from the past conversations is that this inability to let go and prepare for that restorative sleep and integration. If we're not really doing that. And using all of those other elements below, so using the breathing, quietening the mind, you know, then really that integrative period just isn't going to have the benefits. And that's when we are going to wake up in the morning just confronted by our problems, confronted by everything that we didn't let go, and that's constantly perpetuating and building and building and building in our lives, and therefore, yeah, having to get up and go through the motions of life in order to achieve what? to sustain our lives, really, many of us are doing. But, waking up with exactly what you went to sleep with is what we want to try to avoid.
Yeah, so that's, absolutely that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that emptying of the mind is going to enable during that integrative, that resting process for us to open up to other potentials, right? And and get into that creative mode. So it wouldn't be fantastic to wake up every morning feeling in that creative mode. This happened to me the other night, actually. My son woke in the night, coughing, and woke me. And after that, I could not get to sleep. I was buzzing with ideas. And I thought, I can't lie here and just let them buzz and hope that I'm going to remember them in the morning. I just had this feeling, no, it's not going to happen. It's going, I'm going, I needed to write it all down. And so there I was at 4 a.m. in the morning, writing down all my ideas, getting it there, out. So that, and, you know, and that was amazing. After that, I was able to rest. And when I woke up so excited and buzzing for the day ahead and what I was going to take action on. So beautiful. There was this creation going on right in the middle of the night there. I loved it.
And yeah. Fantastic. And who knows, maybe that whole episode was specifically so that you could take some information that you were integrating, and all that information was waiting for you. And there, the opportunity created. That to me is how it works in our work, in my world. And what we hope to help you out there and the listeners, the people engaged here, to create for yourselves. Everything that Deb just shared is extraordinary. In we have that opportunity right now in so many of us, given the circumstances of social distancing, and maybe you're not working and there's more time at home and there's more time with self, that when you find those things that really help you like this, you don't let the swim go on. If you have stuff in your head, you don't need to be a hero. Just get it out. It doesn't have to be prioritized. It doesn't have to be anything other than a dump. But by dumping it, all your mind is doing when it's spinning is it's attempting to remember something that it believes you think is significant or important. Doesn't matter why it thinks that, it just does. Now, whether it's because it's connected to some other experience, whatever, we could go there another day. But for the purposes of this conversation, it's understand that it's there. It's trying to get your attention. Give it your attention enough to get it out of your mind so that you can create space for what else might need to be there. So
that's absolutely
brilliant.
I'm also a big believer that creative energy that's spinning around, like you say, it's waiting for us to just like lasso and grab it down and latch onto it, because I'm a big believer that creative energy will move on to another vessel, if you like, that is willing to lasso it and grab on and pull it down and actually use it and take action with it. And this does come about. You notice, like, have you ever had an idea, Jim, where you just thought, God, this is such a great idea? It might have been a business idea or something that you could get off the ground, and you thought about it and thought about it, but you just didn't really get it into, and it excited you and it felt right, but you just didn't take action and start bringing it into the physical, into reality. And maybe then the excitement started to dwindle and, you know, the mind kicked in and other things took priority. And so basically that energy started to subside and went away and never happened. But some months later, someone else did exactly what you were wanting to do, almost to the T, almost like, God, that was my idea. Like, they stole my idea. That was my thing. And it wasn't. It was a thing that wanted to become real. It wanted to come into this physical time and space, and you weren't the vessel that was ready at the time to do it. You saw it, you recognized it, but you did not pull it in, and you did not help it create itself. And someone else did. And I really do think that is an actual phenomenon.
I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. I've seen it happen many, many, many times. You know, and whether it was because I couldn't get out of the way of my own, you know, my own, oh geez, I don't think I can do that, or my own, oh, that sounds so silly, I don't know. You know, there's so many ways that when you're not, when you don't have the management of the breath, when you don't understand that this energy is everything and it sets such a powerful foundation, then what ends up happening is that you miss the subtle stuff that just shows up because you're aligned, because you're connected at a vibration that is allowing what we talked about at the beginning, which is opportunity. That's all we want. We're elevating our vibration to say, I'm here and available. What do you need me for? What can I do? How can I engage? What can I, you know? And if all of your thoughts are about everything being that lower scale that we showed on the other dynamic, where you're not really paying attention to the breath, you're not really sleeping, you're not really, you know, all of that sort of blech place that many people live in, they're too busy in the minutiae of their own misery and suffering to pay attention to the to the signs. And to something, I think I might have shared this before, but just as a brief sharing of how that happens, I was this was probably 2 weeks ago. I had mentioned to Mike that there was, we were talking about the possibility of changing phone companies, and it was just sort of dialogue, you know, we just sort of talked about it here and there, nothing major. And about 2 weeks ago, it was in the afternoon, and we had been hanging out at home, and literally I stood up from the couch and I walked around the couch and I said, let's go to the phone store. And he looked at me and he went, right now? I said, yes, right now, right now. I said, and you know me, Michael, I don't go shopping. So can we go, you know? And he's like, oh, fuss and grouse. And I'm like, dude, seriously, it's only going to take an hour. Just come with me. We went. What happened in that hour was mind blowing. And I don't need to get into all the details, but the end result was we walked in with our agenda. Everything got met, and we saved $150 a month in our monthly bills by that. By that willingness to feel it and to act on it in the moment, because I could. Those happen all the time about everything when you're dialed in. And I mean everything. There is no energy in the universe that says this is more significant than that. It's all just energy. So if your intention is, oh, I haven't seen a daisy in 6 months, I just want to see a daisy, and you set that intention, you'll see 20,000 daisies that day in every possible form that you could imagine, from a picture on the screen to down in the grass to somebody hands you a cup with a daisy on it to, I mean, it just, it will blow your mind, because that's what alignment is. So one of the things that Deb talked, as Deb was talking, I was thinking, yes, this is beautiful, because that's all connection. All of that stuff she's talking about is connection. That's what we're here to talk about today.
And I was thinking, built on that, pardon me, that whirling of ideas and possibility and potential, and the, I like to think visually, by the way, that lassoing, lassoing it up. So imagining this vortex, I guess, of energy swirling up, and you're throwing a lasso up, but you don't know where it's latching, and you don't know where it's, and you don't know if it's steady, or if you are going to pull on it and pull yourself up to bridge that gap between you and that potential. You don't know if it's latched onto anything solid. You've got to have faith. It's like, what is there? Can I climb up this? Can I bridge this gap? That process in itself, maybe that is the unease. Maybe that is the process of connection, because it involves faith. It involves, trust in the unknown, but this real solid belief that, you know, what's up there, the potential that is up there, has usually served me well, and I just have to bridge that gap, right? And the closer you get, the less the chit-chatter in the mind and the fear-based wanting to stay grounded and wanting to stay down here where we know it's safe and comfortable and we know what to expect here. We don't know what to expect there. We don't know what's coming, but the higher we go, I guess, the more we bridge that gap, the more the comfort comes through, the dis-ease dissipates.
Satisfaction level increases. Because the experiences are so highly personal because of how you're focused. So when they come in, like that event, I couldn't stop talking about it. For days, I couldn't stop talking about it, because it was so magical in such a bizarre way that I just wanted to change phone companies and get some information, and got everything I wanted and more, simply because I followed that thread, which I believe those impulses are always about taking us or connecting us to our highest potential, connecting us to the greatest things that we desire. So this idea of connection and connecting. So as we were talking about with the pyramid, So you've reached this point now where you've built your foundation and the breath is helping you to manage the mind, and you're getting the restoration and the rejuvenation and integration when you sleep, what you're taking out into the world. And now you're at the point of connection. And you might be saying to yourself, but I connect with people all the time. And I want to talk about that for just a second. There was an analogy that popped into my head as I was doing my pre-meditation of thinking about connection and thinking about alignment. Like imagine it as a wire, a cable. And you know, with a cable, it has that exterior rubber or exterior cover. And then within the cable are multiple wires. And they're all wrapped around each other, and they all, you know, they're all nicely encased in this beautiful wire. And typically there's some kind of fixture at the end or attachment so that you can engage it into something that you're going to connect this energy to. When you are fully aligned, when you are in the place of breath and you are managing the mind, that connection stays cohesive. That is alignment. That is a focus of energy moving in a direction. But when you're on the other pyramid where you're being unconscious and not dialed in, the image was so striking to me because what I saw is, you know, whenever you take those wires and you peel back the plastic because you're going to marry it to another wire, but this was pulled back, but then each of the strands were pulled back as well. So suddenly this thing that was meant to connect now no longer can connect in the way that it was intended because all of your energy is flowing elsewhere. So if you think of those wires as breath and sleep and work and energy and consuming, they're all going in different directions, most of them backwards because they're feeding back into the loop that you've created by being unconscious. So that loop continues and you have the illusion of going somewhere because you're going in circles, but you're not going anywhere. You're not moving in, you're not moving toward where you want to be. And so why is that important? Well, to me, it's important because that's where connection is severed. And so what you create in your life in the way of connections with people, places, and things tend to be unsatisfying, tend to be not very deep or supportive. And it all feels kind of haphazard because for me, remember, connection is about everything. It's not about just people or just an idea. It's how do I connect? Everything we do is about connection. If you don't connect, you're not achieving anything. You're not getting anywhere. You're just in a spin cycle. So I'll pause at that moment and say, Deb, what do you think? What would you like to add?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, also that whole analogy of these little exposed wires going in random directions, that energy, I agree with the coming back into this looping of going nowhere, giving you the illusion that you're going somewhere, but also there's all this waste of energy just going out into the ether and then random connections or collisions with something else that causes sparks and conflict and contrast and all the things that we don't really want, right? Not that kind of exciting spark, more of a random, and really no control around that and very random and very reactive was what I was wanting to add to that. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah. Whereas when there's a true, beautiful, true connection, then there's a flow, a cohesive flow. Yeah.
A cohesive flow. And the thing that we can use to understand that is the level of satisfaction that we feel in any given moment in our experience. And what do I mean by that? Well, satisfaction is an experience to me. It is a visceral, full body experience of whatever it is you're experiencing. It's like having the best possible flavors and smells and things occurring at you at one time, but it occurs in a quantum way. So it's like your cells feel satisfied. And that's the only way to kind of describe it because it doesn't have words. It's such an extraordinary experience. And all it does for me is all I can do is keep talking about it. Because that's, you know, in Law of Attraction, they keep telling you to focus on the things that are working and expand them and grow them. You can't help it. when you feel that level of satisfaction, you just want to tell people and share it with them and go, please step into this with me. Let me share this energy with you. Look, but come join me on this, because this is amazing. You know, it's wonderful. So,
but you know what's coming through to me with what you're saying there, Jim, is that this unease that you've been experiencing today, which for you is very odd, or in contrast to, like you said, there seems no real reason for it. And I think I touched on it just before we went live, that maybe it is here to show you so that you can help describe to people how many people are feeling and operating in that feeling, in that state, most of the time. So you can say, hey, this feeling of flow and, you know, feels like this, come try it. For some people can be just so far out of reach, or they just can't relate because they're in this opposite feeling of, which for you today has felt odd and you don't understand that, almost like you've forgotten that is a state that many people are in almost on a permanent basis. So that is their normal, you know. Your normal is quite the opposite of that. But how hard is it for someone to grasp and understand how you feel when they've only felt it a few times? You know, when we have those few times in our life where everything feels joyful and something's just clicked into place and you've gone, how wonderful. And I wish that would happen more, because my state is generally the complete opposite of that. So, perhaps you'd like to describe for us, Jim, physically, how you've been feeling today, because listeners might actually relate to that.
Good. Maybe. And I will do that. We are going to take a quick break. I want to share a little bit about my book coming out in September, Fear is a Choice. So we're going to just take a quick break and we'll be right back right after this. Hello, everyone. Jim Case here with the Science of Transformation and Adventures in Truth podcast. I am super excited to tell you about my new book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love. This book is a deep dive into the evolution of fear in our human experience. I truly believe this book will change your life. When you read it and integrate it and apply this new understanding of what fear is and how it works, how it's used, you see that fear truly is a choice, whether we're using it consciously or unconsciously. And that awareness will create quantum change in your life, and the freedom that you can experience is extraordinary. Head over to www.adventuresintruth.com and sign up for pre-sales and getting information about the distribution of the book. I'm excited to share it with you, as well as some excerpts going into the future. And thank you for being part of the Science of Transformation family and Adventures in Truth. Have an amazing day. And we're back. All right. We're going to get into that shortly. So before the break, we were talking about this. What is this uneasy feeling in relation to connection? And Deb was asking to kind of describe what that feels like. And that it might help you know, some of you guys out there that are confused. So let me start this section by saying, we talk a lot about doing your daily practice, finding the thing or things that you can do that stimulate the shift in your energy that increases your vibration, because that's the key number one thing that has to happen to get from point A to point B. I do my daily practice twice a day, at minimum, right now, given the state of the planet and the state of the world. And I will tell you that when I do not do at least two a day, my day goes haywire quickly in feeling. And what I mean by that is, I know what my sense of balance is. I know what my feeling in alignment is. And if I don't continue to ramp up my energy, and my energy gets to settle a little bit, I am more susceptible and more available to lower vibrational energies, just because they're everywhere. So the level of fear in the consciousness of the planet right now is crazy, crazy. It's not normal like it usually is. It's exponential now. that hitting your energy field continually 24 hours a day requires attention. It requires attention because if I, you know, I've been doing my thing for a long time and I've been working and diligently evolving my practice and wanting to stay there and didn't realize literally until I think it was about 2 weeks ago when it struck me. I was sitting in the living room. I had had a late night before, and so I didn't get up and go right to the meditation, and I was just hanging out and relaxing and enjoying my tea. And the next thing I know, it's lunchtime. And next thing I know, 2 o'clock is rolling around and I feel like dirt. I mean, a dirt probably felt better than I did. But I say that in exaggeration because it just feels gross. It's unhappy. It's unpleasant. I feel confused. I feel anxiety about nothing. You know, I look around the scope of my world and I'm like, what am I missing? Everything's fine. I'm doing my work. What's showing up is getting done. I'm making connections. You know, I don't have debris hanging around. So why am I feeling like this? And then I get caught up in the feeling of feeling like that, which takes you down the rabbit hole even further. So now not only am I already feeling the energy, now I've engaged the energy because I don't understand why it's there. And then flash forward another 2 hours. And finally I went, oh, I didn't do my work this morning. And as soon as I realize that, I can stop immediately and I can go in my room and I do my breathing, get myself shifted, and it's like somebody turned on a light switch. I kid you not. The difference is that intense. So getting conscious of that experience, engaging with yourself at that level, and then honoring your energy is all that, that is what the connecting is about. I am connecting to my alignment. I am connecting to my source. And from that, I'm allowing that to inform all of the connections that occur beyond that. Does that make sense, y'all? It's a never-ending cycle. And, you know, as Esther Hicks says, you're never going to get it all done, and you're never going to reach the top or the bottom. It's ongoing and it will continue to be that way. So it was a real wake-up call in registering for me. Wow, I need to stay diligent, not from a place of fear, from a place of, I don't like feeling that way. You know, I don't want to be there because it colors everything I do. You know, I end up being bitchier at Michael. I end up being fussy about things that don't matter. I end up being diverted into all kinds of nonsense that has nothing to do with my clarity, my alignment, my stability, my connection. So did that successfully answer it?
Oh, I think this has been a lesson for me today.
Love that.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, I mean, you know, could the universe put me together with someone who delivers this message over a period of time with me on the steps and the process of how to do it? Because I don't have a good routine. I do not have a good routine to connect with self every day. And it's very much on my mind. And for the same reasons that you were mentioning, that right now in the world, it's just crazy. And if not now, when?
Then, right.
Should I really, you know, creating or finding that connection within myself and doing that work, that inner work myself? And if it's not now, who else is the universe going to put me in touch with to have this conversation to make me realize, just start doing the work?
Just do it. Well, let's take a minute here, because I want to share, and it's a very simple process, at least to lay a foundation for all the listeners out there. If you're looking for, I don't know what to do, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'll give you a very simple starting point, because the simple starting point will give you a place to kind of anchor. And once you're anchored, then things will start to flow into the experience. Things will show up that you'll go, oh, yeah, that resonates. I want to incorporate this in my experience. So the foundation of what I do every day, twice a day, sometimes more if it's intense, and it's always more on show days because I always do it before I go on the show, because of that, it's that important to me to be fully present and engaged with this process. If I'm dialing it in, there's no point in me doing this. So it starts with me standing in, I use the second bedroom because I can. And so I literally stand with my feet together, my arms at my side, and I start breathing in through my nose and out through my mouth. And I direct and feel how that breath is flowing in my body. So is it real shallow? You know, I'm just observing. I'm not doing anything other than breathing. And I'm just breathing fully and I'm breathing intently. So I'm not standing there just letting my body go. I'm engaging my breath. I'm standing there and I fully inhale. And as I'm doing that, I'm moving my body. My body is opening and undulating and all the way down to my toes, but my feet are together the whole time during this section. And I'm just pulling the energy in, moving around in my body so that I'm opening up those spaces where I might hold energy, you know, whether it's in your shoulders or your arms. Everybody holds it in different places. Some people hold it in their hips. Some people hold it in their spleens. You know, it's all over the place. So doing this unfolding helps you to get conscious of where the tension lie in your body. And then you just direct the breath there and you fill it with all this life and aliveness. And then you just breathe out and the body goes with you because you're moving. And I do that for maybe 3 or 4 minutes, maybe just getting my body, you know, I breathe into my back and open up the back of my heart space, opening up that energy. I do a stretch where I go all the way up and then I do to the sides and to the sides. But I take that energy and I drive my energy straight up into the sky. So I feel like I'm being pulled, like my body's being stretched. And then I'm at the peak of the stretch. I just let my body tip over and just let that hole open. It opens up all the lymphatics. It opens up all the blood vessels. And then I come back to center. I do that 2 times on each side. Then I take that and I do again. The breath, I open up and my feet are still together. I reach forward and I bend over and I breathe. I have full breath as I'm bending over. And then I release that breath and just let my body hang and let the muscles relax all up and down my legs and all through my hips and my lower back. And I just let them, and I keep breathing, just let it fill me. And then that's the first section. And then once I'm there, and I feel like my body has opened up and I feel pretty good. Then I step out. I open my legs a little wider than shoulder width apart, so you have a nice stable foundation. And that's when I go into active aggressive breath. And that's a very simple process of focusing. I focus at the base of my spine for an inhale and exhale, and then I focus at the top of my spine with an inhale and an exhale. And you say, well, what does that mean? Just that. Just imagine that you're focusing on your tailbone. Imagining that you're focusing on the top of your spine. And when you go to the bottom, you inhale, it looks like this. And then I'm up here. And then I'm down there. And then I build the rhythm of that. So I start slow. I want to feel all of it. So at the first few breaths, I take a full breath and it's a big long breath. And then I blow it out. And then each breath gets more intense and more focused. So it may start at, and then I'm at, and then I'm at, and I take that, and I recommend 10 cycles, but I've been doing it a long time, so I can do that intense breathing for minutes, for long. I could go on and on and on. I don't get dizzy, I don't get loopy, I don't get anything. I just get this expanded feeling. What I can tell you is that if you do feel loopy or you do feel head rush, all you got to do is back off the intensity. That's all. The reason that's occurring is because you've inundated your system with oxygen and energy that it hasn't had the experience of, and it's overwhelmed in that moment. That's all. So just ease off the intensity and let yourself find that rhythm and then build back into it again. The trick is to build the intensity, is to build the momentum of that breath and rhythm. So take your time. You may go really slow and really slow and really slow, and then maybe a little less really slow, and then maybe a little less really slow. Let yourself evolve into it, because what will happen is this whole mechanism will bust open and you will be able to breathe in ways that blow your, like I said, I can do that fast breath thing. I just keep doing it because it just feels so good. So that's the first half of that exercise though. The second half is then to come around and focus on the heart. And you're going to do the same process, but it's just into the heart space. So it's inhaling and exhaling from here while you're expanding the chest. So you're inhaling and opening that heart, and then you inhale and then exhale, and then inhale and then exhale and then inhale. Start it slow. Inhale. Feel that expansion. Feel what it feels like to allow that expansion, and then release it and come back and then build the momentum again. And you're going to look like a crazy person sitting in the middle of the room. Who cares? Nobody's watching.
So you are literally going like this.
Literally. When I'm doing the top and bottom, I'm engaging my hips and I'm stretching my neck. When I do, when I'm focused on the top, I'm reaching. When I'm focused in the bottom, I'm, and the other thing that's important is to keep all of your, keep your body as supple as possible, because the natural response is to tense up. I've seen this hundreds of times. So trust me on this one. When you feel awkward about something, you clamp down. You don't have to feel awkward. You're going to be in a room by yourself practicing breath. It's going to feel awkward. Yes, it's going to be weird. And in a week from now, you're going to go, holy crap, how did I not do this every day forever? Because it just feels so good. And that's really the condensed exercise. Now, from there, I've added other things that I do. From there, then I go and sit in meditation. And some are active meditation, some are clap house, but the entire time is focused on measured breathing. And I don't mean that I sit there and count my breath. I just sit and I go into that yoga breath where you take the breath along the back of your throat, you know, and you just in, you know, where it makes that noise. And I just stay there and just, and I stay in the breath, and then it unfolds and I go into different things. But that's the part I think where you can build that experience for yourself based on what you're experiencing with the energy opening up, letting in all of that energy and air. So I hope that was concise enough. And I hope you guys get to use it and please leave comments.
And in terms of how long to do it for, would you just suggest to people that they just feel into it until they're feeling it's natural or comfortable, and then they can move on to the next part? Or
yeah, I would say, I mean, that whole process, maybe 15 minutes, maybe. And that's if you're really juicing it, you know, really getting into opening up your body, on the active, the power breathing part. I generally say, like, if you're doing like top and bottom, a cycle of 10. So you're doing top 10 times, bottom 10, but you're alternating between the two, and then the chest 10 times. I stopped doing 10 times a long time ago because it seemed like, what do you mean? It's over already? You know?
Yeah.
It's 10 ago. I just got started.
But aim for a minimum of 10.
Yeah.
Minimum 10 of 10.
That and increasing the intensity.
Okay.
Each time moving to increase the intensity. If you get dizzy, you get a little woozy, just back it up a little, just back off the intensity, but don't stop the exercise. Continue through. The body will adjust. Trust your body. Had this extraordinary experience. And when I say trust your body, that I'm going to share here real quick. I was up hiking with a buddy of mine. We went up into the mountains, and one of my favorite things to do after I hike up a mountain is I love to run down the mountain. I don't know why it is. I just get such a sense of freedom just letting myself run downhill down this mountain. Now, of course, you're running on a wood path, and there's stones and there's rocks and there's crap everywhere. And I was doing this the other day with my buddy Billy, and I was running down the mountain, and I realized I never looked at my feet one time. Never looked at my feet the entire time. And I thought, that's amazing. I have such a level of trust in my body to do what my body knows how to do. I said, I want to run down the hill. Let my body do that however it needs to. And so I go, and I'm trucking down the hill, and I'm just like, woo, this is amazing. And I can see out in front of me. I see what's coming, but I'm not looking. I'm not looking for it. I'm just, here we go. And then I had a moment where my footing went. And I slowed down and I went, okay. I pushed a little hard there, or I stopped letting my body do its job because I decided I had to get in the May. And as soon as I did, my body went, and I went, oh dear. Okay. Sorry about that. Let me back up. But that, again, trust, faith, connection, all of that there is what that's about. That's the result. And like I said, it shows up everywhere.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I'm coming back to that. whole swinging lasso thing and pulling yourself up, and the pulling yourself is just the process, but just keep aiming for where it's going, and you don't know where it's latched onto, but you have faith that it ain't going anywhere. It's got me. It's got the weight of you. It's got you. Love it, Jim.
That is the and that really sets the foundation for connection. That as we talked about, was this wellness period, or excuse me, wellness pyramid. And I want to talk for a second here in the last minute, a little bit about a topic that will be something we should explore in more depth, and that is the connection and anxiety and addiction. I don't know if many of you have seen, there's a lot of good new studies recently showing that the source of those things, particularly, is about lack of connection. And it really was something that helped drive this episode, because I wanted to come to a place where we could talk about seeing how those two pyramids, the two opposing or opposite ends of the stick, as it were, when you're engaged and when you're not engaged. And the anxiety and addiction occur in that gap.
Right.
The anxiety and addiction is the desire and this understanding and the knowledge that there is connection, but I can't reach it. I don't know why. I don't know what's preventing it, because that splayed wire experience has directed your energies in so many other places and created trauma, as Deb was talking about. You got wires that are touching metal and going, and you got wires that are, you know, over here doing other things, getting in the water and causing shortages. And I don't want to leave, I have to leave this here because of the time of the show, but I want to kind of leave this as a teaser, because I think this is critical to the foundation of wellness, is understanding all of the things that occur in that gap when you've not managed your breath, you don't have understanding of your mind, you're not rejuvenating and integrating. When those things aren't occurring, you're just building up remember, I don't care what it is, in physics or electricity, any of it. If you create a loop in a circuit, it's going to blow up. It's going to fall apart. It's going to disintegrate in some form or fashion. Well, why would it be different in a human body? Why would it be different in a human psyche? We have more energy coursing through us than probably the amount of electricity we can create on the planet. So trying to wrap your brain around that is important, but I don't think we could ever quite fathom it. But it's important from the perspective that if you understand the foundation is the most important piece, is going to bridge that gap. When you can bridge that gap, you can connect. When you can connect, everything changes. Everything changes. But you got to have the faith and trust along the way to take those steps, even though you don't see the outcomes yet, because that's how it works, unfortunately. When your attention has been on what's right in front of you, it takes a minute to pull your perspective back and to refocus. And if you're addicted to this focus, it's even harder. So recognizing that, so that you can go easy with yourself. None of this is about pressure. None of this is about do it or else. This is, hey guys, there's so many different ways and so many different opportunities. Let's step into those. Let's use this as our foundation for transformation.
Absolutely. It's not about the push, it's about the pull.
And what is the pull? We are available for questions and comments, but just as a quick refresh, would you like to share what you're taking away from our experience today? Deb?
Me, yeah, well, absolutely.
You're the only one here with me right now.
My takeaway, and I'm looking forward to our next discussion around addiction and stuff like that. It's going to be fascinating. But I was sitting here thinking, okay, I'm going to commit this week to putting that daily practice into place and getting in flow with that breathing. And I'm gonna do that this week, so that by the time we rock up for you, I should have some results. I should have some very noticeable things that I can describe to help people understand the bridging of that gap. That's definitely what I'm taking away from this, because
love that.
I'm loving this.
Good.
It seems so clear and so attainable to us. We've just got to do a bit of the work to help bridge the gap.
Yeah, and that's really in the end what it's about. It's just doing the work.
Yeah.
We all do that. So I appreciate you so much. I appreciate our conversations, and I love your energy.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
I'm so glad that you agreed to come and play. It brings me a lot of joy. So, and to you all out there, you
bring me a fantastic opportunity. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. To all of the listeners and viewers out there, I appreciate you. I appreciate you showing up and just being willing to step in where you can, looking for that foundation for your growth and transformation. Check us out at www.adventuresintruth. You can learn about my book. You can sign up for pre-sales. You can check out our latest episodes. And you can engage in some amazing conversations with Deb at Wake Up Warriors on Facebook. Place that you can come to have conversation about things that you really want to have conversations about. So,
especially around what's going on in the world right now.
So thank you all very much for being here. Have an amazing afternoon or evening or morning, wherever you are. This is wild because Deb's a day ahead of me. So she's Saturday, I'm in Friday. It's a night in me and it's a morning for her. So wherever you are, have an amazing one. Thank you for being here, guys. Have a great one.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.